tunza Ikama lafu bila njuba Kona finga kabuma Nina manga kompiri na chipuka My feelings kubi bloka When I see you ni masuka Defense ke kumkumuka Na kurumuka Feel for you hardy Ntima malize chenga pupati Iti mbiongo no vongo combined Big botanga na big hearty Ufanika salamu shatikama Mileji lola takapita na ubutuma Chakutifia kufwala Vila sangalala la wafwala Eko tu ije vyoku Eko tulisha pedro mboku Big dog musti iti Bat eko mbeto mchiloku Aye, 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 mama Nina kama na jo Aye, aye, mama Atikoti nina kita kata Aye, 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 mama Masolela na teni ma Aye, aye, mama Aye, matanda wote vezo seka Atituza pesa vina Woku konta na mtima Wote basa kusika Jelo banku mbila Na uishinga beze bebe Naka kedo kambemba Naka kebe na pe Tunda, kama lafu bila njuba Kona finga kabuwa, nina manga kukiri na chipuka My feelings kubi bloka, when I see you ni masuka Defense ya kumkubuka
Pane kama kukire kipalupe, kifwele sadi palero chabupe Kachinga kurolo tesi mkupalushe, sabatu te manga kesi ya lute Loma wala iso K-A-Y, pen, nalia baku Dubai When we flexibili ku Dubai, I see the small faces ya musimai
Kapuma, nina manga kumpiri na chipuka my feelings kubi bloka when I see you ni masuka Defense ya kumkumuka
Coronation
Dugi Jaka All Star
Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Enter Silver Jubilee at NAPSA, celebrating a quarter of a century of growth, innovation, and social security. Update your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced plot in Lusaka. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Five men from Nakanyanga village in Kalomo district have died after allegedly consuming a local beer known as Chijabo. THR Zambia urges Parliament to reject tobacco control bill, saying it threatens lives. In international news, France reveals role in Benin's foiled coup. In sports, Chipolopolo coach focuses on exposing players at the 2025 AFCON tourney.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Five men from Nakayanga village in Kalomo district of Southern Province have died after allegedly consuming a locally brewed beer known as Chijabo. According to Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo, the men mixed methylated spirit, sweetened powder and other unidentified ingredients to create the drink, which is believed to have caused them to feel ill hours later. The victims have been named as 46-year-old Ones Wulongo, 48-year-old Wanda Wulongo, 70-year-old Balance Chalubola, 35-year-old Mpundu Matia and 46-year-old Melga Mwanga. Mr. Namalongo says the deaths occurred between December 8th and 9th. Ones Wulongo was the first to fall ill and died at Nalucha Rural Health Center. His brother Wanda also died at the same facility after experiencing a severe headache and vision problems. Balance Chalubola died at Choma General Hospital, while Mpundu Matia died at home. Melga Mwanga died upon arrival at Request Muntanga Hospital. Mr. Namalongo added that an inquiry file has been opened and investigations are underway. He also warned members of the public against consuming illicit or homemade alcoholic drinks, saying they may contain harmful substances. In another development, Minister of Information and Media Cornelius Mwetwa has dismissed claims that Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 is identical to Bill No. 10 of 2019. Mr. Mwetwa said such assertions are misleading and intended to create unnecessary public alarm. He explained that Bill No. 10 of 2019 contained several provisions that were opposed by the UPND and civil society because they were considered unconstitutional and could undermine democratic governance, particularly the role of the opposition. Mr. Mwetwa, who is also chief government spokesperson, challenged critics to provide evidence showing that Bill No. 7 replicates any of the rejected provisions, emphasizing that several issues in the current bill have already undergone wide consultations and were agreed upon by stakeholders to require amendment. He noted key differences between the two bills. He noted that Bill No. 10 proposed changes to the governance of the House of Chiefs, including amending Article 169, Clause 4, to allow chiefs to elect the chairperson, contrary to the concurrent rotation system among provinces, which also sought to remove the National Assembly's approval for government loans under Article 63, Clause 2, placing the authority solely with the executive provisions that were strongly opposed at the time. Mr. Mwetwa has since urged citizens to read Bill No. 7 for themselves instead of relying on what he described as propaganda aimed at distorting a matter of national importance. He emphasized that the current bill does not include the controversial measures from 2019 and is focused on widely supported amendments. In another development, Tobacco Harm Reduction Zambia says Parliament should reject the tobacco bill, which threatens lives and does not save them. THR Zambia spokesperson Rebecca Mwambai stated that as lawmakers consider the new tobacco control bill, they face a defining test of whether government policy will be guided by science or by fear. She urged them to treat a new corporate comparative report, Tale of Two Nations, Zambia versus Sweden, as essential reading. She explained that the report shows that while the bill's stated goal of protected health is laudable, some of its proposals risk doing the opposite. She argued that by restricting access to safer nicotine alternatives through flavor bans and exaggerated health warnings, the bill threatens to drive smokers back to deadly cigarettes and stall Zambia's progress towards better health.
By giving vapes, nicotine pouches and heated tobacco the same graphic warning as cigarettes, the bill misleads the public and undermines trust in health messaging. When people think safer alternatives